Hello, I'm Dr. Elliot Cheville, Director of the Headache Clinic in Johannesburg, South Africa, and I specialise in the diagnosis and treatment of migraine. This is the third podcast in this series that aims to empower you with knowledge and understanding about your migraines. Insights that even most doctors, including migraine specialists, are unaware of. In the first podcast, I explained that the main reason why your doctors haven't been able to successfully treat your migraines is that as far as migraine is concerned, doctors don't actually know what they are treating. So if you haven't heard the first podcast, I suggest you start at the beginning and listen to it first. You can find the link on my website, drcheville.com. That is DRS for sugar, HEVEL.com. In the second podcast, I discussed over-the-counter rescue drugs and started to explain the different types of migraine medications, what's in them, how they work, and why for many people they don't work, and in fact why for many people they actually make the migraines worse. In this podcast, I'll give you important information about prescription rescue drugs. And remember, rescue drugs are used to stop a migraine once it's already started. Now, as far as these medications are concerned, the most commonly prescribed drug for migraine is one of what are called the triptans. There are many of these with different brand names, but if you look at the drug insert, the chemical name always ends in the word triptan. The triptans were developed in the 1990s and were hailed as the new miracle drugs for migraine. They were highly effective and had been found to have very few side effects. And some people do in fact have excellent results with the triptans. And for these fortunate people, they are indeed miracle drugs. But the problem is, they don't work for everyone with migraine. In fact, the figures are completely underwhelming. The most comprehensive study ever carried out on the effectiveness of the triptans reported that only about 25% of patients remained pain-free after using triptans for a migraine attack. So 75%, the vast majority, didn't experience sustained pain relief from the triptans. This is far from being a miracle drug. And yet, it's still the best drug available today to relieve the pain of a migraine attack. Hardly an ideal situation. And then, to make matters worse, what was discovered later is that there can be very unfortunate side effects with the triptans. The triptans, although they were initially thought to have only minor side effects, can just like over-the-counter drugs also cause medication overuse headache, or MOH. As I explained in the previous podcast, MOH is a condition whereby the more a sufferer uses the drugs, the more frequent and severe the attacks become, in a never-ending cycle of more drugs and more pain. Now, although MOH can be caused by most painkillers taken for migraine, it turned out that triptan MOH is more severe than MOH caused by normal over-the-counter painkillers. So, the migraine miracle drugs only work on some people, and in some unfortunate individuals, they actually cause the migraine to become more severe and more frequent. So why do the triptan miracle drugs only work in some people with migraine and not for others? The reason is that the triptans were developed to treat migraine pain that comes from dilated and painful scalp arteries. So if your migraine pain is not caused by dilated and painful scalp arteries, but comes instead from the muscles or tendons of your neck or jaw, as commonly occurs, the triptans won't help at all. In the last podcast, I did share with you what the famous French philosopher Voltaire wrote 250 years ago, which unfortunately, as far as migraine medication is concerned, is still valid today. It's so pertinent to migraine treatment that it's worth repeating. Voltaire wrote, "Doctors prescribe drugs of which they know little, for diseases of which they know less, for patients of which they know nothing." And this takes us back to what I explained in the first podcast. The reason why your doctor doesn't have the faintest clue about what migraine is or where your migraine pain is coming from. If doctors did physical examinations of their patients like we do at the headache clinic in Johannesburg, they'd know that it's a waste of time to prescribe triptans for patients with muscle tension as the underlying cause of the pain. In the next podcast, however, I'll discuss the preventive migraine drugs and why they too so often don't help. And if you think there are problems with the rescue medications, wait till you hear about the problems with the drugs usually prescribed to prevent migraine. I promise you, you're going to be shocked to the core. To be sure you don't miss it, please go to my website, drshevel.com. That is drshevel.com, and hit the subscribe button. And if you found this talk interesting, please share it with any other headache or migraine sufferers who you think may benefit from understanding more about their condition. See you next time.